USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The World Economic Forum is underway in Switzerland this morning. Attendance this week at the full-fledged gathering in 3 years because of the pandemic appears plentiful. One of the more surprising attendees is Colombia's new leftist president, Gustavo Petro. President Biden will not be attending, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is only there to meet with her Chinese counterpart on Wednesday. U.S. climate guru John Kerry says the theory of climate change is not resonating with most humans.
Quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Someone at a Mesquite, Texas mall broke through a concrete wall in an abandoned Sears store and then into a jewelry store where they stole around $2 million in jewelry. The heist happened at American Jewelers at the Town East Mall. An employee arrived Saturday morning and discovered the theft, though police did not say what time they believe the break-in happened. No arrests have been made as of Tuesday morning. President Biden will travel to California's Central Coast Thursday to visit areas that have been getting much-needed rains from years of drought. The White House said in a statement Monday that the president would visit the first responders and state and local officials, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed. A major hacker prevention software company has been hacked.
A company that's supposed to keep your information safe from hackers has been breached. NortonLifeLock says hackers breached thousands of its customers' accounts in the past few weeks. Norton's parent company, Gen Digital, says in a notice to customers the breach may have exposed their names, phone numbers, and mailing addresses. I'm Tim Berg.
The Cowboys advance in the National Football League playoffs after beating Tampa Bay last night 31-14. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Lisa Marie Presley's life will be honored with a public memorial service at Graceland. The family said they've been touched by all the support after Lisa Marie's sudden death last week. The public memorial is Sunday at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. For more information, visit Graceland.com. Although top secret documents have been held by President Biden for years, there were no visitor logs kept at the locations where the documents were discovered.
The White House says there are no visitor logs from President Biden's personal residence in Delaware, the home where classified documents have been discovered. Even so, House Republicans continue demanding that the president turn over all information related to those documents.
We're going to continue to press for answers. We believe that this family could be compromised because of the millions of dollars that they've received from our adversaries around the world, particularly from China.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, the White House Counsel's Office said, like every president in decades of modern history, his personal residence is personal. I'm John Schaefer.
Turkey and the United States will try to play nice this week after many disagreements between the NATO allies involve weapons and who's getting them and who should not. Expectations that the issues can be resolved are low, but they are talking. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, is flying out on Tuesday for a meeting on Wednesday with his U.S. counterpart, Antony Blinken, on a rare visit by a Turkish official. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.